Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot, with Drupal workshops coming up in Portland, Oregon, and Providence, Rhode Island. For more information, go to lullabot.com/training. In today's podcast, Kent Bai interviews Colleen Carroll.
My name is Colleen Carroll. I'm from Palantir.net. I am the senior lead of development services, which at Palantir is actually sort of the front-end theming team. So I am one of the four main people that sort of strategize and direct the movement of Palantir. And so, like I said, I take care of the theming side of things. So our involvement in South by Southwest is a panel that George DeMette, my boss, submitted. That's essentially, we love Drupal so much that we sort of want to just show people that it's awesome. So the best way that we find to do that is to throw us up against sort of our frenemies, maybe, Joomla and WordPress in this case, and really show not only what Drupal can do, but what we can do. So the project is sort of an application or a website that's for leadership communities, something that could be made generic and contributed back no matter what the platform was, because everybody's open source. So the goal was to create this site that could meet these leadership communities' goals. So they had a list of requirements and things and a design, and it was quite vague because, of course, you know, you didn't get to meet with the client, and we just really had a written format to follow, and we actually didn't even have a style guide. We just had Photoshop documents. So we hosted a sprint, myself, Larry Garfield, and Jeff Eaton. We took a weekend in late February and all met up and spent 3.5 hours architecting it on a chalkboard, and then immediately delegated our tasks to each other and then just like took it to town and see if we could finish it in the 100 hours that we were given. So it's an Iron Chef style showdown. The catch is that we know the ingredient ahead of time. So we knew what the site was, but the minute that we started developing, with our code and doing any kind of non-planning type stuff, actual development had to be, clock had to start at that point. So we only had 100 hours. And it was quite interesting because we didn't want to write custom code, but we found ourselves patching modules left and right, which, all in all, we ended up like helping the community out by just sitting together in a room and just dorking out. So it was exciting to work with Jeff as well, because Larry and I work at Palantir together, but I've never actually worked with Jeff. So it was sort of validating for Larry and I to see that Jeff/Lullabot sort of does similar approaches in architecting that we do. So that was sort of nice to find that out and say, yeah, we are doing it right. And I think both of us learn from each other about some other approaches for things. So
talk a little bit about the process of getting the spec, this PDF document, and just sort of a little bit more about that. WordPress also got the same spec, Joomla also got the same spec, and so just talk about that and sort of the different sites that are now up.
So like I was saying before, that the spec was a little bit vague, the architectural spec. The design spec, however, was four Photoshop documents that had sort of a general page, two different home pages, and a general page when you're logged in, because it's a website that you have to log into and there's access control permissions, that type of thing. What's interesting is that I think each CMS has different tools that let you sort of implement the design. And for us in Drupal, it's super important, well, at least my sort of mantra is to sort of just not fiddle with what's in Drupal, but instead to look at it and wrap around it. So I think that's where sort of Drupal had an advantage, because we were able to, we knew, all three of us are pretty good Drupal developers. We've been doing it for a while, so we know what to expect. And as we were looking at the designs, we were able to like break down exactly what we needed to do and how we were going to do it. So what's interesting, though, about the three sites, now I've seen all three sites after they've been developed, everybody had a different interpretation on things. So, and this has nothing to do with the CMS involved, it just has everything to do, well, actually, though, maybe it does. Maybe it's, I wonder if we all architected it differently so that we can make it work in the tool that, or so we could use code in the tool that we prefer, that we just wanted to use. So some things, like there's a little teaser on the homepage, and there's Mark Bolton had designed like these, what he called it, a slide navigation in the Photoshop document, but he had no description as to what it was supposed to do, which direction it was supposed to go in, was it supposed to fade in, fade out, how the rollover buttons, is there any rollover action? We had no information like this. So everybody treated it just slightly different enough. And I think what's also interesting is that the two other, Joomla and WordPress, both, you know, we're not able to log into their sites yet, or if ever. So we don't totally know if they did access permission or how certain things function. But what I did notice in the Drupal site, well, because we built it, when we were architecting out the site and looking at the design specs, the first thing that Jeff and Larry and I said was, okay, what are we cutting from the list? There's way too much stuff here, and we want to finish the product and have something that we can contribute back. So we started to forget about the fact that it was going to be showcased at South by Southwest. It was more for us about getting it back into the community and building the theme that the community could build and adapt and use and change colors on. And so that was something else that I don't think that the other, well, as far as we can tell, the other CMSs may have not done a color picking choice, but we essentially built the theme in Zen so that the Color 08 module can be placed on top of it. It's ready to go. We just ran out of time to implement it. But instead, we gave them an alternate style sheet to toggle in and out off on the site building theme page. So you can actually change the color palette or add more pretty easily. It'd probably only take 5 minutes to add a couple more checkboxes for five or six different style sheet colors.
And what was the module that drives that in combination of the Zen theme, and what else makes that happen?
So Zen natively, Zen for D6, I don't remember the number it's at right now. I think it's like X2 something, whatever. It natively has what's theme settings. In D5, it was a separate module called Theme Settings API. But in D6, it's just sort of built in. So, and I don't even know that it's necessarily built in, because I'm definitely not a module maintainer, so I don't always know the right terminology for things. I think it might even be just a core setting that Zen taps into and gives you documented code for. Something that Zen does in its core layouts is it gives you a style sheet that you can toggle on and off from the theme settings page, and it's the wireframes. So you're able to, it essentially goes in and looks for every dot block or dot content. I think it grabs onto both of those classes and then puts like a border around it, so you can just sort of see your containers out there. So I essentially copied that same little snippet. It's about 6 or 7 lines. Pasted it into my sub-theme that I created, which we called Austin, which the community will get very soon. As soon as South by Southwest happens, we're going to put the project page up with the sub-theme Austin out there for everybody to use. So I separated out my colors into 2 different color style sheets, just more for organizational purposes. I added a class on the front of the second optional color sheet, so it's like with alternate color option, I think, is the name of the class. And so what happens is the theme setting goes and just adds another body class on. So it's really rudimentary, I guess. It's nothing special. It's just more about leveraging CSS classes. So.
And so throughout this whole entire process, what was the most surprising to you?
Oh, what was the most surprising? I'm not a huge community player with Drupal. I would love to be, but I'm a themer, so I think it's a little bit harder for themers to sort of jump into the Drupal community. And so that was hard for me. So it kind of helped to have Jeff there, because he was somebody that wasn't Larry, so I wasn't in my comfort zone anymore. But it was surprising that we were up 3 weekends in a row till midnight, all working together and not ever by ourselves. And I mean, Larry and I have been working together for 2 years, so that didn't totally surprise me, but usually we're forced to work during a particular hour of the day. But it was really interesting to see that with Jeff in the mix, that all three of us, I mean, we're all sort of senior level Drupalers, but it was crazy to me to see that we were able to kind of grab onto each other and start to work as a really well-oiled machine that fast. So, I mean, that's more of my surprises. I knew that Drupal could do all of the things that it needed to. We didn't have a project manager, so we didn't exactly manage all of our time correctly, but we came in under hours. We were given 100 hours total for the budget. We only did 76.5 hours, and the only reason why we stopped there is because it was 11:57. You know, the night before. It was due at midnight on the 2nd. And we just, you know, at a certain point, you have to stop fixing things. You have to sacrifice. We have to sacrifice certain things in the site to meet the deadline. And so we, in the beginning of our architecting, we specifically sat down and said, what are our priorities? What do we absolutely need to deliver? What can we sacrifice towards the end? And that's sort of how we approached it. We we didn't necessarily cut corners, but we made choices, pushed things down lower on the priority list, and those are the things that we didn't get a chance to implement. However, though, since it is Drupal and it is going to be contributed back to the community, it doesn't just stop with South by Southwest. So we're definitely going to, well, I don't know about the application. I can't see us not kind of extending the application, but I for sure am going to polish up the theme, because it could use some IE6 help. It looks pretty good, but there's a couple of things that I was disappointed with, but you know, I thought if I can get it to work in 4 browsers and I've got 2 hours left, I'd rather theme that view instead. So,
well, it sounds exciting. And what happens next at South by Southwest? How does this all end?
Okay, so at South by Southwest, George acts as though what's the chairman, Kaga or whatever? I don't even know the guy's name. But he essentially is just going to sit there and watch everybody sort of defend their CMSs. Mark Bolton, the designer, will actually do a review or a judgment of the site, as will the client, who actually works at a leadership foundation and who's the one that set all of the goals for the project. So she's the one that sat down and said, okay, I want like these 50 things. It wasn't 50, it was more like 20, but she said I wanted these numbers of things. So they're going to sit down and walk through the site probably before South by Southwest panel. And I have a feeling that at the panel, it's myself and then a representative from WordPress and another representative from Joomla are all going to be on the panel with George. And I think we're going to sort of discuss what the client and both Mark Bolton felt, how we did on the product, getting not only meeting the client's expectations, but then also delivering the design to spec, which is something that at Palantir I have to do on a daily basis. So I feel like that's maybe also why Drupal is going to have an advantage, because we were able to use Xen, and because myself and Larry and Jeff, we all have had to deal with designs that are incredibly, incredibly precise. So,
thanks. So that's great.
Thank you.